So why am I here? I'm here because at our monthly board meetings, we take turns bringing devotions. And I took my turn in the spring, and sometime afterwards, Davis asked me if I'd be willing to present it in a church service. So that's why I'm here. Here I am. It's sort of like reading the first and last chapters of a book and missing everything that goes in between. I told you the beginning and the end of the story, and I missed all the details in between. I'm looking at 2 Chronicles chapter 20 today, and this is something that many of you are probably familiar with. I was first introduced to this story a lot of years ago when I visited what was my home church as a teenager. And I must have attended their young adult Sunday school class. The lesson was 2 Chronicles chapter 20. It made an impression on me at the time, so much so that it has stayed with me all these years since. Many of you will know the story and would be able to do it much more justice than I will be doing it. I'm just going to, it's a devotional more than an exhortation. I don't know if there's a difference, but it's a devotional. And I just wanted to hit the high spots. I thought if I go in too deep, I might not get myself out. So my information comes from a website called crosswalk.com. Comes from what I've been able to retrieve from my memory of that long ago Sunday school lesson, and I've included a few thoughts of my own. So 2 Chronicles chapter 20, I'm not going to be able to do this without these. The background is Jehoshaphat lived in Jerusalem, and he was a righteous king of Judah. He was right in the eyes of God. Chapter 17, verse 6 says, his heart was devoted to the ways of the Lord. He did the kinds of things kings do. He appointed judges, appointed advisors, and officials, ordering them to serve faithfully and wholeheartedly in the fear of the Lord. That's in chapter 19, verse 9. And being a righteous king, he turned the hearts of the people back to the Lord. Jehoshaphat's situation, chapter 20, verse 1. Three armies were coming to make war on Jehoshaphat. One day, some men came to him with a message. The message was that a vast army was coming against him from the other side of the sea. Jehoshaphat was alarmed. He called the people together and proclaimed a fast. The people of Judah came together to seek help from the Lord. Then Jehoshaphat stood in front of the people and called upon the Lord. So we're going to read Jehoshaphat's prayer. It's in 2 Chronicles 20, verse 6 to 12. O Lord God of our fathers, are you not the God who is in heaven? You rule over all the kingdoms of the nations. Power and might are in your hand, and no one can withstand you. O our God, did you not drive out the inhabitants of this land before your people Israel, and give it forever to the descendants of Abraham, your friend? They have lived in it and have built it in it a sanctuary for your name, saying, if calamity comes upon us, whether the sword of judgment or plague or famine, we will stand in your presence before this temple that bears your name and will cry out to you in our distress, and you will hear us and save us. But now here are men from Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, whose territory you would not allow Israel to invade when they came from Egypt. So they turned away from them and did not destroy them. See how they are repaying us by coming to drive us out of the possession you gave us as an inheritance. O our God, will you not judge them? For we have no power to face this vast army that is attacking us. We do not know what to do, but our eyes are on you. In his prayer, Jehoshaphat firstly acknowledged the ways God had been faithful in the past and acknowledged his power in verse 6 to 9. Verse 10 and 11, he stated the problems that faced them. Verse 11 and 12, he admitted their lack of power and that their eyes were fixed on God. The Spirit of the Lord came upon a member of the crowd in verse 15. His message from the Lord was, "Do not be afraid or discouraged. The battle is not yours, but God's. Go out to face them tomorrow, and the Lord will be with you." He gave directions as to where the armies were and where Jehoshaphat needed to position his army. And Jehoshaphat and the people fell down and worshipped. The result, as the army left the next morning, Jehoshaphat encouraged the people to have faith in the Lord their God, and he appointed men to sing and praise the Lord. In verse 22, as the men began to sing, the Lord set out ambushes against the armies of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir. They destroyed one another, and when Jehoshaphat and his army arrived, the battle was over, only dead bodies lying around. Verse 24, they returned to Jerusalem rejoicing, and the kingdom of Jehoshaphat was at peace, in verse 30. The key messages I take out of this are, we do not know what to do, but our eyes are on you. Do not be afraid or discouraged. The battle is not yours, but God's. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. The Lord will be with you. The lessons we can learn: we can be living righteously and still face enemies, distractions, fear of rejection, habits that take our focus off God. We need to seek God. We can use Jehoshaphat's prayer as a model for ourselves. We need to believe God. The people believed God and were delivered. We need to praise. Praise helps us rest in Him while He fights our battles. We need to show up. Jehoshaphat was told to go out and face the enemies. Even though God knew the end of the story and Jehoshaphat would not have to fight the battle, he still had to go. Why? Why did he have to go? The battle was being fought without him. He did not need to go to fight, but he had to go to stand firm in the face of his enemies and see the deliverance the Lord would give him. What does this mean for us? We don't have to put on physical armor and go out to fight battles in the military sense. Our enemies are emotional, mental, intellectual, health-related, anything that separates us from God. Jehoshaphat did what was right in the sight of God. The Bible clearly tells us how to be obedient in this. Love God, love our neighbor, love our enemies, be kind, be patient, wait on the Lord, be strong, live at peace, ask for wisdom, stand firm. The complete list would be very long. By doing what is right, by standing firm in the face of our enemies, we do not have to fight our battles alone. We can wait and see what God is going to do. When our heart is breaking, when fear overcomes us, when discouragement and disappointment bring us down, when we are confused and don't know what to do, can we face the enemies before us with faith and courage? Can we set our eyes on God and let Him do His work in our lives and in our church? Can we believe if we do these things, He will give us rest and peace?